Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Jesus Strong. This is Brian Tuckham from Whitman, Massachusetts, and I want to wish each and every single one of you a happy 4th of July. And I want to apologize for last week. There was no Jesus Strong show last week, and you're probably wondering, well, where was Brother Brian? Well, last Friday I had a crisis, and My aunt was in, had to be rushed to the hospital last week. She had pneumonia, and she had to go to rehab on Sunday. So she's been in rehab ever since Sunday. But the good news is that she'll be home Tuesday. So from rehab. So. They were going to say Monday, but where this weekend's, you know, the holiday weekend, she'll be home Tuesday. So she's doing well. Continue to keep her in your prayers and so forth. And you know what? Speaking of prayer, we're going to open up in a word of prayer. And we'll pray for Bonnie right now as well. All right. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord God, Lord, I just pray for the show tonight, Lord God. Lord, I rushed home to do this show, Lord God, and so forth. So anyways, I just pray for this show, Lord God. Lord, I just pray that you will give each and every listener, Lord God, whether they're listening live or whether they listen on demand in our archive, Lord God, Lord, I just pray that you will give them the ears to hear and the eyes to see what it is that you're going to reveal to them, Father. And Lord, I just give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory, Father. And Lord, I just pray for Bonnie right now, Lord God, that Lord, you will just be with her in her room, Lord God. Lord, I just pray that you will give her complete healing and restoration, Lord God. And Lord, I just thank you for the work that you have done with her ever since she's been in rehab, Lord God. You know, getting the strength back in her legs, Lord God, without any difficulty, Lord God. And Lord, we just give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory for it, Father. In your name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, we are on part 6 of It's Time to Get Fruity. We would have been on part 7 tonight, but where I wasn't here last week, where I had the crisis, like I said, we're going to continue on where we left off, and we're on message 6. So, time for our opening theme. So, here we go.
Might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the spirit, 'cause the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness.
is not a living. The fruit of the Spirit is not a living. You want to be a living. You might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the Spirit because the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The fruit of the Spirit is not a
cherry.
If you want to be a
cherry,
you might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the Spirit because the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Hey! Everybody knows that grapes come in bunches. Everybody get in big bunches. The fruit of the Spirit is not a grape. The fruit of the Spirit is not a grape. You want to be a grape. You might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the Spirit because the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, and faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, and faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control.
All right. It sure is. Amen. All right. So, we are on Sermon 6. So, let's do the song in slow-mo. The fruit. All right, let's see if you can figure out what we're going to talk about tonight. All right. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness. So, we're on lesson 6, so it's love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness. Next week it will be faithfulness. So, we're almost done here, so we got so we'll be finished hopefully by the end of July here. So, all right. What do you think of when you think of goodness? I would imagine that each one of us would have a different idea as to what goodness is. Tonight I want to examine the fruit of goodness. Whenever the subject of being good comes up, there are not too many who see themselves as not being good. Is it possible that we are all good and that goodness is subjective? In order for us to answer that question, let us first look. Let us first look at something. Let us look at what goodness is. What is goodness? When you think of goodness, what comes to mind? Do we think of deeds or actions? Does what you do determine if you are a good person? Or is there more to it? It is not just doing good things. If goodness is just about doing good deeds, almost everyone would have to be considered a good person. Even the worst people in history have done good things. And at some point in their life, goodness overlaps kindness in much of its meaning. The tree that is good is productive, which you can read in Matthew chapter 7, verse 17. Land that is good land that is good is fertile, which you can read in Luke chapter 8, verse 8. A good employer is generous with his workers, which you can see in Matthew chapter 20, verse 15. This sense of productive generosity is very similar to the useful helpfulness of kindness. There is more to goodness than what we do. Let us dig a bit deeper to see what we find. The uprightness of heart and life. Not only does goodness give the thought of excellent, distinguished, and honorable, it also includes the idea of uprightness of heart and life. What this means is that goodness includes, abstaining from every appearance of evil. An upright life is an honest one, a life that can be admired. I want us to turn tonight to Matthew chapter 7, verses 17 and 18. And it says, and this is what it says, in the same way, every good tree produces good fruit, but a rotten tree produces bad fruit. A good tree cannot produce bad fruit, and a rotten tree cannot produce good fruit. True goodness comes from a good heart. Goodness can be defined as a life which expresses itself in always doing what is in the best interest of others. Part of goodness includes rebuking, correcting, or chastising if it's needed. When we think of kindness, this aspect is not thought of, but there are times when, for the benefit of another person, we will need to correct, rebuke, or chastise another person. Spirit created moral and spiritual excellence. In a few minutes, we will look at why I put spirit created in this definition. Moral goodness basically means conformity to God's laws and principles. Now, as the Spirit grows in us, we are able to become a better person. We can then more easily do what is best for other people. And Jesus asks us to do some very difficult things. In Romans, I want you to turn with me here to Romans, the 12th chapter, verses 20 through 21. Romans chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. Now, there may be some of you that are listening here. You may not like what these verses say. But I just want you to know something, that these words are not the words of Brother Brian Peckham here. These are the words of the Lord. And in Romans chapter 12, verses 20 and 21, it says, but if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. If you do this, you will make him feel guilty and ashamed. Don't let evil conquer you, but conquer evil with good. Now, as the Spirit grows in you, you will be a different person. Why goodness is so important? Why should goodness be so important for us to nurture and pursue in our lives? Let us look at three reasons. The first reason is that we were created in Christ for good works. Why did God save us? Did he send his son to die for us so we could just live self-indulgent lives? Or were we saved for a higher purpose? And in Ephesians 2:10, it says, God has made us what we are. He has created us in Christ Jesus to live lives filled with good works that he has prepared for us to do. God has a job for us to do, and the job is to perform the good works that he has prepared for us. How much time do we spend seeking his works versus seeking what we want to do? I don't know about you, but I know I struggle with the issue of self more than I would like to. And one of the ways that you can grow in Christ is to work for Christ. And you will not find fulfillment in life working and serving yourself. You will find fulfillment in Christ and his work. The second reason. The second reason as to why goodness is so important is we are called to imitate what is good. We are called to be Christ-like. That means that we are to try to imitate Christ as much and beyond what we can. In 3 John chapter 1, verse 11, it says, "Dear friend, never imitate evil, but imitate good. The person who does good is from God. The person who does evil has never seen God." Doing good is something that God wants us to do. And the third reason why goodness is so important is that we are called to walk in manner worthy of the Lord. And this goes back to being Christ-like. You see, when you give your life to Christ, there is a lot expected of you. There are high expectations. And in Colossians 1:10, it says, "So that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God." Now, God expects us to be good. And who does God consider good? You see, there was a video of street interviewers. There did not seem to be a standard for good people. really did not know if they were good, although many of them thought they were. It all seemed pretty subjective. Let us look at three things that will help us to understand what it means to be good. God is the standard of goodness. How do we know if someone or something is good? What standard do we use to determine what good is? We go to the standard. And in Mark, the 10th chapter, verse 18, it says, Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone." When you want to tell if you are good, do not compare yourself to your neighbor. Compare yourself to God. God is the author and standard of goodness. It does not matter how good you are compared to me. And when people tell me that they are better than people in church or whatever, they are saying they are good enough to go to heaven without being a part of the bride of Christ, the church. If you are going to save yourself, you better ask yourself of you are better than God, because he is the gatekeeper. You may be better than me, but that does not matter. If God is good, then to be good, you must be a part of his family. Goodness is more than just deeds. It is uprightness of life and heart. It is developed by the Spirit within you that you received when you are immersed into Christ. And the second reason is, who does God consider good? The one who keeps God's commandments is good. How do you know if you are good? Are you following God? In Matthew chapter 19, verses 16 through 17, it says, "Then a man came to Jesus and said, 'Teacher, what good deed should I do to gain eternal life?' And Jesus said to him, 'Why do you ask me about what is good? There is only one who is good. If you want to enter into life, obey the commandments.'" Jesus says that keeping the commandments is obeying God. And the third reason, and the third thing, as who does God consider good? The one who uses his talents to glorify God is good. And in the parable of the talents, the one slave who was deemed wicked by the master was the one who did not use his talents for the glory of his master. The other two were praised for using their talent for the master. In Matthew chapter 25, verse 21, it says, "His master replied, 'Good job, you're a good and faithful servant. You proved that you could be trusted with a small amount. I will put you in charge of a large amount. Come and share your master's happiness.'" Are you using your talents for the glory of God? And in conclusion, are you a good person? Do you think there is an objective standard by which we can judge? We find our true goodness in Christ. We can never be good enough on our own, but through Christ, we are very good. Are you ready to see what God can do with you? Are you willing to receive him? And come see the great things that he has in store for you. Come see the great things that he has done. And right now, I'm going to give you an opportunity to receive Jesus as personal Lord and Savior. I want each and every one of you that's listening, whether it's in the archive or whether you're listening live to me right now on Friday, July 3rd, 2015 at 11:55 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you've never given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, you can give your heart to the Lord right where you are right now. And if you're listening right now in the archive, you can give your heart to the Lord right where you are. Whatever time you're listening, and whatever time the message is ending, and so forth, where it comes to this part, you can have a new life, and your name can be written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. All you have to do is just say this prayer and mean it from your heart. And I've said many, many times, don't let it be lip service. God knows your heart. And God knows whether or not if you are being real with him or whether or not you're being fake with him. And if I were you, I would be absolutely 100% real with him. All you have to do is just say this prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I know I am a sinner. I believe you died for my sins. Right now, I turn from my sins and open the door of my heart and life. I receive you as my personal Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen and amen. Well, we are out of time tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And I hope you have gained some spiritual wisdom of what true goodness really is. And we are going to close tonight's show with Israel Houghton and New Breed with the song, You Are Good. Have a blessed week and a very happy 4th of July. I will see you all next week. God bless. Bye for now. And here's our closing song to end us out.